Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Love that. You love that dubby old background there, don't you? Hi, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Topical this morning. A lot of people thinking about it. A lot of people yawning this morning.
Well, before I get into it, I just want to give a quick shout out to everybody I met at Pretend to Be a Time Traveller Day, which is on the 9th of December.
Okay.
See what I did there? I met some really nice people, but they don't know it yet.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, big shout out to the time travel. Remember there was that thing earlier in the year when time travelling was the thing? And then
I still kept getting sent this stuff from people that have come back from the year 4060 and there's no humans left.
Right. So how are they saying? Well,
but dinosaurs have made a comeback, apparently.
Oh, good. And rightfully so, too.
Yeah.
Let the real overlords of this planet have their planet back. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay, this is from your list. Yawning is biological air conditioning.
What?
Yeah.
Question, go ahead.
Well, the question of why we yawn evokes a surprising amount of controversy for what is a relatively minor field of study. In actual fact, we don't have any evidence that can point us to one reason why we yawn, but there's a few of them. These include increasing alertness, cooling of the brain, and this is my favourite, the evolutionary theory of alerting others in your group that you are too tired to keep watch and someone else should take over.
I am too tired to keep watch. Yeah. Ah, yes, it looks like Rob's too tired to keep watch. Well, stand down, Rob, have a sleep.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite a dangerous time.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the weakest link.
Wow. I mean, what, because you yawned?
Well, I mean, at the time.
That's a bit mean.
You see someone yawning, you think, right, I can do them. I can do them over. Or maybe the first one, I don't know. Anyway, it helps us wake up. It increases alertness, which is associated with warning, and the increased movement and stretching. You increase fidgeting, and that may help maintain vigilance as sleep pressure builds.
I don't know if I'm down with the yawning increases fidgetiness.
Go on, Tess.
No, I think... Well, it increases fidgetiness during the yawn.
Yeah,
you stretch out, and then you start...
And then do those things, those air things that Sarah says I look like. Plus, it builds up special muscles in your ear, which is the tensor tympani muscles.
Ah, the old tensor tympani. They're actually
activated during yawning, and that leads to the resetting of the range of movement and sensitivity of your eardrum.
Woo!
And hearing.
Which is nice. I like that one.
Which increases our ability to monitor what's going on around us. So that's that theory.
Okay, yeah.
The other theory is it cools your brain, right?
It cools your brain when your brain's getting hot.
When we yawn, it's the thermoregulatory hypothesis that suggests that yawning cools the brain. Yawning causes a deep inhalation that draws cool air into the mouth, which cools the blood going to the brain. This theory claims a rise in brain temperature is observed prior to yawning with a decrease after the yawn.
Right, okay, so this is just the thermometer in the brain?
Well, this is that leading thing is yawning is a biological air conditioning.
We've got a call coming in, Rob. God knows what that's going to be about, but let's have a listen. Good morning, BFM.
Can we just do a bit of a survey as to how many people have actually yawned
while I've been
while
talking
you've
about
been
it?
Talking about yawning, because I can't bloody stop yawning, and I've just woken up.
Okay, well, I mean, let me ask you this. Firstly, are you in any sort of, are you in any danger?
What?
Are you with a group, and are you in a position of watch or sentry position?
I'm operating a heavy machinery plant.
Okay.
Oh, good. Wow. I just make sure I'm nowhere near you.
But I'm only yawning because you're talking about it. I'm not tired. I'm fucking up and I'm up and at 'em. I'm wake up here, the wake up call. I'm ready to go.
What about if I?
No.
No.
But it would be interesting to know.
Yeah, that would be interesting because I was sitting there.
A roll call, you know, a bit of a roll call.
I was sitting there myself wondering which one of us were going to yawn first. I think Tess yawned, didn't you, Tess?
I haven't yawned, but I yawned about 4 times in a row yesterday.
Well, there you go.
Show, remember? And you
so you're a time traveller as well, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Not today, though. Not since.
So your brain is cool. You're alert. You're good in a good position to take watch for the group.
Apparently.
And
we can all hide in the fridge.
And your ears are nicely. Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Thank you. Okay, all the best.
Okay, like the sentry duty one, which is my favourite.
Yeah, me too.
Yawning-like behaviour has been observed in almost all vertebrates, suggesting the reflex is ancient. All right, this is that sentence I was telling you about.
I actually thought it had been one earlier.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. I'd just like to say
I'm trying to think of any vertebrates I can think of that that I haven't seen yawn.
There isn't. They all do it.
No, they do it very well. Like a lion. What a great yawn.
Dogs.
I've never... a giraffe.
Yeah, well, you can't see them. I can, but you can't.
Yeah, it's true. That's what a giraffe just go... Does it?
What's that noise?
That's its massive, great big blue tongue. They've got blue and purple tongues. You know that?
Yeah. Right, can I read out the
and
most...
And hooves.
This is the most intelligent sounding sentence I've ever said in my entire life.
For God's sake, let me get a snare drum organised for that.
You listen to this.
Wait on. I should have a snare, should be able to dial up for that. Are you ready, Rob? Yeah. Are you ready now, Rob?
This lasts longer than my sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. The evolutionary-based behavioural hypothesis draws on human beings being social animals.
Beautifully and again, please, Rob. Done. And again, please.
The evolutionary-based behavioural hypothesis draws on humans being social animals. It's good, isn't it?
You've gone crazy now, haven't you?
Yeah. When we were vulnerable to an attack from another species, the function of the group is to protect each other.
Fair enough.
There is evidence from other social animals of yawning and stretching signals when individuals become...
The Komodo dragon?
Yep.
Yep.
Become low in vigilance, and it indicates to the others that you need a century. Not 100.
Would a tortoise take a long time to yawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over. You're in a soup by the time you're finished.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, now, yawning is contagious behaviour, and seeing someone yawn often causes us to yawn as well.
Well, it turns out I've not just seen people yawn. Somebody has texted in, yawning like a mofo. Two yawns for me, says Aaron. It's not a contest, Aaron, but people are texting in that we're causing you.
Some studies suggest... I've nearly finished. Some studies suggest that is an unspoken form of communication that shows empathy. So when you see someone yawn...
I've stubbed my toe. Have you?
Yeah, you're yawning, you're going, I'm with you, pal.
I'm tired as well. Yeah, I'm stuffed as well.
So you go, that's it. I'm sorry I've made everybody yawn, but that's my life. Welcome to it.
It's still early in the morning.
Well done, Rob. I'm impressed with that. Yawns
Very, very good.
Very, very good, are they? That's what Rob says. Yawns are very, very good. Mind your glasses.
No. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.